This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross, along with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Snowfall has been on the low side this winter, but one January dramatically defied normal precipitation in the interior. Rick, what can you tell us about January 1937, Fairbanks' snowiest month on record?
Over 65 inches of snow fell in town Fairbanks during January 1937. And if that wasn't enough, in addition to 65 inches of snow, the tail end of one storm produced about 2 feet of snow, and then it rained an inch, produced significant disruption to travel, as you can guess, in the interior. The college was cut off from town, roads to the mining camps out of town all clogged up, and it took quite a while, of course, to get that cleared in the era before reliable plowing.
It must have been a really interesting system, too, because that's just so atypical of the interior in the winter to have that volume of precipitation, let alone having some of it be rain.
It really a remarkable month. The amount of liquid that fell during that month is comparable to the wettest August in Fairbanks.
I know it's a long time ago, but do we know what caused it?
Bering Sea storms moved across the Aleutians through the Bering Sea and then traversed across the northern interior and Brooks Range. It's a classic setup for heavy snow in the interior, and we went to that well multiple times in that remarkable month.
Well, most of us love snow, but maybe not that much. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.